Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have breaking news this hour. The coroner has confirmed the body found yesterday afternoon in Memphis, Tennessee, near the site of the Eliza Fletcher abduction, is that of Eliza. The alleged perpetrator, 38-year-old Cleota Epstein, will be in front of a judge today. A newly downgraded U.S. intelligence report says the Russian Ministry of Defense is in the process of purchasing millions of rockets and artillery shells from North Korea for its ongoing fight in Ukraine. North Korea's arms export to Russia would be a violation of the UN resolution that banned the country from exporting to or importing weapons from other countries. A federal judge on Monday agreed to appoint a neutral third party known as a special master. They must be in place by September 9th, according to the judge. They will review materials seized by the FBI during a search at President Trump's South Florida home. The order also blocked the Justice Department.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For the 4 months from April to July, and then look at it just 2 years later, it is 10 times more expensive in Germany right now.
Technically, when you become 18, you are now an adult. But one state is denying these adults their Second Amendment rights.
3 Minnesotans under the age of 21 are taking legal action challenging the state's limit for carrying handguns in public. The plaintiffs argue the age limit violates the Second Amendment rights of 18 to 20-year-old adults. Minnesota attorneys say the state is justified because those under 21 pose a higher risk of violence with firearms. A federal judge is scheduled to hear the case on October 4th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The executive vice president and CFO of Bed Bath & Beyond, who jumped from the 18th floor of a New York City skyscraper on Friday, was the subject of a class action lawsuit that alleged he inflated stock values in a pump and dump scheme. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Track. Bill Martinez live.
And you knew it wouldn't be easy, right? But we do it not because it is, but because it's hard. And because, look at the next generation, our kids, our grandkids, our great-great-grandkids are counting on us, ladies and gentlemen. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and the infamous Dick Morris is back with us. Great to have Dick. Dick, one of the most prominent political consultants in the United States. His latest book, The Return, which he said the last time he was here, that you can count, take it to the bank, Donald Trump will return. Dick, good morning to you. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, good. Well, return, I don't think he ever left, actually. But he's going to run again, and I think he has an absolute lock on the Republican nomination. You look at the string of primary victories he's just had.
Exactly.
And only one defeat in Georgia, but all the others, he backed candidates who were in the middle of the pack, and because of his endorsement, won their primaries. And I think that any Republican, and certainly Trump with his record, is going to win in the election of 2024. What I really lay out in my book, as you mentioned, in 2016, I predicted a Trump win. I wrote a book called Armageddon, How Trump Can Beat Hillary. And it was kind of a game plan that Trump followed. And now this is kind of the sequel to it. And I've spoken on the show, right, before.
Yes, correct. Yes, yeah. We spoke before, but that's okay. It's okay to kind of it's okay to remind everybody what's going on. And of course, you've been out there making the media calls, and we've got to balance off the faux information that's out there, Dick. The mainstream media is controlling the narrative, and so your voice is critical at this time because it brings some clarity and some balance to what's going on. I mean, because everything that's being told about Trump is a narrative, and sadly, in many cases, just a flat-out lie.
Yeah, well, the Democratic strategy was, of course, to keep him out of the White House, then to kick him out of the White House, and then after January 6th, to discredit him as an insurrectionist, an election denier who was planning to topple the American government and should not be allowed to run again because of the 14th Amendment prohibition that anybody who was involved in an insurgency against the government, an insurrection, can't run for office. And that's all fanciful. It's all absurd. And it's all based on a fundamental realization the Democrats have, which is they cannot beat Trump between the foul lines. They can't beat Trump on the playing field.
Exactly.
He's got a lock on the nomination, and a Republican has a lock on the election. So that what they're trying to do is to frame him and knock him out of the race before he can even run. And the Mar-a-Lago raid, I think, had nothing to do with archives at all. Who gives a damn about the archives? You know, some historian in 20 years will knock himself out. The important point is that they got you in the front door at Mar-a-Lago. It's the nearest thing they could use to probable cause to do a search. But once they're in there, they search for anything, and what they're looking for is documents and emails and stuff that they can point to that will bolster the narrative that Trump was running a coup d'etat, the only unarmed coup d'etat in world history. And that's such a fanciful narrative, such a far reach, right. But it's the only thing they got. It's common sense that there's a D.C. grand jury packed with Democrats probably waiting to indict Trump. Right. But, you know, he's been through two impeachments. What's one indictment, more or less?
Well, it's common sense that usually when there is a search, a warrant, it's specific. And it doesn't take 9 hours to... You know, to execute a warrant, unless you're fishing. And so, you know, that's a tell right there. Dick, I want to, you know, go back to, you know, your key strengths. I mean, you're a numbers guy. You've worked with numbers all your life. One of the most preeminent numbers guys on the planet. And, you know, people want us to believe that we should believe these numbers that came out of the 2020 election. And I can't add them up. I'm certainly not in your league, but even in my crude, rudimentary, math that the nuns taught me as I was growing up, I can't add up a Joe Biden $80 million vote win.
Yeah, $80 million vote win. Well, look, I agree with you completely, and I think that the election in the five swing states was in fact rigged. And I think if Trump had won those states, he would, of course, be president. But I'm not about relitigating the past. I'm focusing on the future here. And the important thing is that we have now, we're about to get a tool, a weapon, that we can use to make sure that this election will be completely clean, the 24 election. And the way we're doing it is there's a case coming through the Supreme Court that they've agreed to hear in the fall term called Moore versus Harper. Most people don't know about it, but you will. And they can hear it in September or October. Four judges have agreed to hear it, which means they probably have a majority for it. And it says that the Constitution provides that the times, places, and manner of holding elections for Congress and Senate shall be determined by the state legislatures. And you have a bunch of states here, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and North Carolina, where the legislatures have passed these really good laws to protecting ballot integrity, that in Florida, Georgia, and Arizona, the governors have signed in the binding. No drop boxes, photo ID required, signature verification required, and so on. But in those five states, the Democratic governors have vetoed the bills that the Republican legislature has passed. And what Moore v. Harper does is it strips the governors of their vetoes. It says this is entirely something to be decided by the state legislatures and the governors, the state courts, the Secretary of State, the Attorney General has nothing to do with it. This is entirely a federal right that is guaranteed to state legislatures. And it's because when the Constitution was framed, the framers were afraid of dictatorships in the different states, and they felt that giving the legislature the power was the key step. So I'm pretty confident of an honest election in 2024.
We got about a minute left here in this side of the section. Maybe this is why the idea of the Constitution being a valid document, how that's being challenged right now, that might dovetail into that. So with 45 seconds, you said something, Dick, if you could humor me for just a minute, because you seem to have been able to set aside the past, and I respect that you don't want to litigate the past, but help us get where you're at to say, okay, I mean, we're in a bucket of gum if we want to litigate what happened in 2020. I think that's what you're implying here. Let's move on. Let's keep our eye on the ball and what's ahead. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm not concerned who the last president was. I'm concerned who the next one is. And Trump's record is so strong. And he can say something that no other candidate possibly can. He can say, look, I did it already. How do we know you can stop illegal immigration? I did it already. When I was president, gas was $1.80. Inflation was under 2%. And
got to go to break, Dick Morris. We'll pick it up from there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Dick Morris is with us. The Return is the title of his new book, Trump's big 2024 comeback. Dick, there was a purpose, a clear purpose for your book, just like there was a clear purpose for why you gave Donald Trump the roadmap in 2016. And I think it's important that the audience hear from your lips to their ears why this book is so important and why it will be something that needs to be on your nightstand, close at hand, in the coming years, because we're in a battle here. We're in a battle for democracy and our Constitution and the American dream.
Yeah. This election is not just about gas prices, inflation, and the border and stuff like that. It's about the preservation of our republic. The Democrats have decided that they are going to play outside of the foul line, and they know that they can't win at the ballot box, so they are determined to use the criminal justice system to sideline Donald Trump before he can get elected, because they know he's going to get nominated, they know he's going to win the primaries, they know that a Republican is going to win the election, they know he'll be the Republican, and the only way they can prevent it is to try to indict Trump before the election. And I think that they will. I think Trump will survive easily because people say, well, they impeached him twice and indicted him once. You know, what difference does that make? And the grounds of the indictment will be the phony, it won't be archives. It will be the phony garbage that the January 6th riot was in fact a revolution against the United States government and that Trump participated in it. After the Civil War, the readmitted states of the South sent congressional delegations packed with former Confederate officials. And Congress said, no, we're not seating these guys. And they put into the 14th Amendment that if you're involved in insurrection, you can't hold public office. And the Democrats are trying to say that this was an insurrection and use that to bar Trump. And they're going to find a grand jury in Washington that will ratify that. And I think it'll be tossed on appeal, but if necessary, Trump will run for president under indictment and win. And let me say that the way you know that the Mar-a-Lago raid was phony, and the way you know that it looked for something that wasn't there, is no Democrat is stepping up to defend that raid. You haven't seen Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or Schumer or Pelosi or any of them standing up and saying, we're glad the FBI went in. Thank goodness they did. It was very important, and they came up with very important information. Everybody's quiet about it. They won't even release the warrant that underscored it because they know that this was completely phony, and they don't want to get caught. And let me add in one other thing. You can't take the Mar-a-Lago raid without also looking at the expansion of the IRS, because it's part of the same strategy of bypassing our democracy. They're not going after revenue in the IRS expansion. That would be nice, but that's not the point. The point is to create a tool to intimidate the American people. Every mom and pop store, every taxi or Lyft driver, every Uber driver, every self-employed person, every waiter or waitress that works off of tips is going to be audited. 95% of the current audits are people making less than $25,000 a year, basically to focus on unreported income. And what the IRS is going to do is it's going to send agents to everybody's house, and they're going to say, look, we think you understated your tip income last year, and you also claimed a business deduction of a meal at a restaurant, and we checked, and you ate alone that night. So you have committed two felonies. You've lied on a federal tax form. You've lied to a federal officer. So we could indict you, but we won't because we think you're basically an honest person. But, you know, don't provoke us, okay? You know, that Trump sign outside, I mean, why do you have to have it? And on your car? And for God's sakes, don't let my boss know that you went to a Trump rally. I mean, that just drives him crazy, and I don't know what he'd do at that point. And you know that this isn't fear-mongering because that's what they did when Lois Lerner was there in 10 years ago.
Exactly.
And in fact, you haven't heard from the Tea Party since then. They audited the Tea Party to death and even then found nothing, but they kept demanding information to give them a tax exemption, which everybody needs to function as a advocacy group and a public information group. And the documentation was so extensive and they didn't have the money to pay for it, they all folded. And that's exactly what they're trying to do now. So this is a combined assault on our democracy from above by the Democrats and from below from the IRS.
Exactly. And to your point regarding Lois Lerner and the attack on Tea Parties and conservative group, anybody that had, you know, hot words, hot and conservative words as part of any promotional piece, their mission statement, and that the IRS targeted them. And I maintain, Dick, that that in and of itself probably had the effect at least on 8 to 10 election cycles and still going, because the Tea Party is a shell of itself. And could you imagine what kind of power and position it would be in today if they weren't impeded by the IRS and Lois Lerner?
Yeah, exactly. So these are the stakes. And like I said during the break, it's why I wrote the book. It's why I hope everybody reads it. Frankly, it's why I hope everybody damn near memorizes it, because it is the game plan the other side is going to use. And they're not on the playing field. They're committed. They'll win by foul means. And
exactly.
We have to stop that. I think we've got the election fraud covered, but not the intimidation and not the total efforts to discredit Donald Trump. But, you know, I think they can find documentation that he littered, and I think there are people who've seen him jaywalk, and, you know, you can indict him for anything you want.
Well, and as you say, in Washington, D.C., the cards are stacked against him in much the same way. We had a conversation with the with the editor and writer for Epoch Times, January 6th, the documentary. And, you know, it's no wonder, you know, in D.C., the cards were stacked against a million patriots who came to town to say, look, we got a problem. And here they are. I mean, they're in jail and solitary confinement without due process. Thank you very much. And this is what happens in a uniparty state that's so controlled. It's not even a state. It's a self-assigned province, so to speak, right? So and they're full pressure on these guys. Go ahead. We got about 2.5 minutes left, Dick.
Well, I do want to make the point that in the 22 elections, it's terribly important that we win. And currently the propaganda used to be that by the Democrats that the Republicans didn't have a chance and the incumbents were too strong. Now what they're saying is that, well, Trump's people won the primaries and they're so extreme they can't possibly win the election. And that's just absurd. I polled most of these races and we probably are going to win Arizona for Senate, Arizona, Nevada, New Hampshire. We have an excellent shot of picking up Colorado. We have a shot, pretty good shot, of picking up Washington, an increasing shot of getting Connecticut. And Georgia, I think we're going to pull out. I think that a lot of these candidates have been through tough primaries, and the Democrats are now saying they're dead. The other problem we have is that there are two battles going on for the Senate. There's Democrats against the Republicans, and there's Trump against McConnell. And McConnell is really running for leader, and he doesn't much care whether it's of the majority or the minority. And he'd rather have Democrats in those seats than Trump Republicans who vote to dump him as leader.
Well, that explains that, because that's the other thing I was going to bring up, is between McConnell and Liz Cheney. You know, they're selling out the Republican Party, and McConnell is trying to manage a low expectation and saying, you know, chances are Republicans will not take over the Senate. I mean, what does that mean? Here's the leader of the Senate. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's trying to dry up Republican money from those candidates who are no of Trump people. So in all of these primaries, there was a McConnell person against the Trump person, and the Trump person won in Indiana, in Michigan, in Arizona, in each of Connecticut, each of those states, the same drama played itself out. And I think Biden is literally sacrificing our chances of victory in order to protect his leadership.
Exactly. Well, Dick, we got to leave it there. You're awesome as always. Appreciate it. The book, The Return, as Dick says, you might even memorize this book because you're going to need it to defeat the headwinds that are coming our way undoubtedly.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Monday agreed to appoint a neutral special master to review items seized by the FBI during its raid at President Trump's South Florida home last month. September 9th is the deadline to put the special master in place. Authorities say they have found a body near where Eliza Fletcher was abducted while jogging in Memphis, Tennessee last week. The Memphis Police Department said officers located a deceased party just after 5 p.m. local time on Monday. The coroner has confirmed it is the body of Eliza. One of the two suspects in the stabbing attacks in Saskatchewan, Canada that killed 10 people Sunday has been found dead. The body of 31-year-old Damian Sanderson was found Monday. The hunt for his brother Miles continues.
If you need someone to talk to, you can visit hopeforwellness.ca to get information on how to access the support you need.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Cynthia Fairhut's going to be joining us in just a moment. Her new book on the Muslim Brotherhood can be shocking for you. We've not heard a lot about the Muslim Brotherhood for a while. But think not that they're just, all is well and that they've gone away. She's here to talk about her new book, The Secret Apparatus, The Muslim Brotherhood's Industry of Death. Cynthia Fairhut joins us now. Cynthia, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Having me.
Cynthia, you say the world's most dangerous terrorist group is not hiding in the caves of the Hindu Kush or the Saharan wilderness. It operates inside the United States, and its members have sworn to fight eternal jihad.
That's true. Unfortunately, I have studied this group, and it's ill for 23 years, and I have come to the very disturbing realization that the Muslim Brotherhood is extremely powerful in the United States of America and has indeed, unfortunately, successfully infiltrated several sensitive organs of the U.S. government. And it has almost full control of the Islamic civil society and operates several NGOs as a front group for the Muslim Brotherhood, which has done nothing but terrorize and alienate Muslims in the United States of America.
Now, we see what we can observe as best we can for those of us who have grown up in the West and only know this country. But yet we see signs of the Muslim Brotherhood within our government and within our establishment government hallways, and it is quite, you know, quite disconcerting to say the least, and especially for somebody like you who you've grown up with this. I mean, you have had firsthand knowledge and experience with the Muslim Brotherhood, and you know that this is not some benign fraternity.
It's absolutely unsettling and disheartening because I have suffered persecution on the hands of this group in every single way imaginable, whether it was political, religious persecution, persecution because I'm a woman, and then later because I started to study them, they went as far as kidnapping my younger brother and torturing him and making me listen over the phone. Because they thought that this is how they can break me, but because I understand their psychology and their mode of operation, I still refused to negotiate with them and publicly appear with them and to support them. After they have done that, and because I have resisted, and because I put my money where my mouth is and I risked my life and my family's life to be able to bring awareness to this horrific cult, they ended up releasing my brother just an hour later because they knew I was serious and they knew I was never going to negotiate with terrorists. Unfortunately, the United States government does not share my sentiments nor my epistemological stance on Islamic terrorism or on the U.S. Constitution or any of the values that every good American and every patriot holds dear. I'm now an American, and I am risking my life to expose these people in my book from their own words, their own literature, which they brag about all this in Arabic. They brag about infiltrating U.S. intelligence in Arabic. For example, Hassan al-Turabi, who was a very, very dangerous Islamist in Sudan and worldwide and was a close friend of Osama bin Laden, said that they control the narrative about the organization within U.S. intelligence agencies. He said that, and I believe him, because if you read my book, you will see that I expose how they have successfully infiltrated several U.S. agencies and how they have successfully infiltrated the narrative in State Department and control also the narrative in U.S. academia. There is right now a convicted terrorist in Egypt and self-confessed member of the Muslim Brotherhood who said he was involved in plotting one of the worst terrorist attacks in Egyptian history that killed and mutilated 506 people. And this man is teaching your students in Union College in New Jersey. Mm. So the problem is so, it's like cancer. And I should know, yes, because I had cancer while writing this book. And I was fighting cancer and the Brotherhood at the same time because it couldn't wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now you were raised and you grew up in Egypt, right?
Yes, I have. I lived in Egypt, yes. So I was 31 years old until I immigrated to America in 2011.
What is it that we need to understand? I mean, in your book, The Secret Apparatus, I mean, you go back to the foundings of the Muslim Brotherhood back in, what, the 1920s?
Yes, I go back to the 1920s, and I even go back way back 14 centuries, because when I'm trying to show the connection between the Muslim Brotherhood and Iran and how the militants from both cults, of the fighters from both cults have unified under the Muslim Brotherhood slogan and have unified under the regime in Iran. So that's why I make my argument and prove it almost exclusively from their own sources. And I have interviewed the Muslim Brotherhood highest-ranking defector and their former general counsel, Mr. Tawas al-Kharbawi, who has been extremely, extremely helpful. And he told me so many secrets about the group that I know are true.
Well, and it has to be shocking for you, Cynthia, that the Biden administration is still trying to negotiate a nuclear option for Iran right now.
How do you feel about that in light of all the history and everything that you know about the Muslim Brotherhood and what Iran going nuclear could mean, not only for Israel, but for the world?
Well, the whole world is going to be taken hostage, and that's a suicide attempt by the Biden regime. That's nothing short of a suicide attempt. The Iranian mullah said that it is their mission to bring about the end of times. So I don't know how it is a sound idea to give nuclear weapons to a regime that believes that it's their job to murder all infidels, that one-third of the planet should die in a jihad, and then another third should die from starvation, and then they will be able to be victorious and the sun rises from the west. That's literally what these people believe. They are a bunch of lunatics, and they're murderers, and it's a horrific cult. And we're going to give them nuclear weapons to not only destroy their own people, but to hold the whole region hostage. And guess what? The Muslim Brotherhood will say, oh, Iran has nuclear weapons. Let's give our regime in Qatar also nuclear weapons. And the whole planet is going to be a hostage.
Exactly. Well, again, I want you to repeat, you know, what their philosophy is. I mean, it is their own religious doctrine that they believe that it is their right to expedite the end of the world as we know it. Is that basically what you said?
Yes, yes. And they say it in their speeches. That the current supreme leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei, who is a huge advocate for the Muslim Brotherhood, and he even translated a couple of their books and made it mandatory for the Iranian Revolutionary Guard to study the Brotherhood doctrine. He said 2011, that they are working to bring about the end of times. And they are getting close, and they are preparing for the return of their Messiah, which is called the Mahdi. And this is only going to happen, according to their doctrine, after they kill infidels and one-third of the planet's population.
Well, I mean, it is a clear and present danger. I mean, here they are. They're spelling out exactly what they want to do, and it's incredible to think that the Biden administration is connecting with them, something that was started by Barack Obama because he felt that Iran was unfairly treated by America and somehow they needed a fair shake, a fair shake to destroy the planet. This is unbelievable. And we're going to get into more details of her new book, The Secret Apparatus. We're talking with Cynthia Fairhot. Stay with us. We've got more coming up. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Cynthia Fairhat is with us. We're talking about her new book, The Secret Apparatus. I know it's shocking when you hear this this truth coming from someone who has experienced the Muslim Brotherhood firsthand in so many ways, as she explained. You can't even imagine the horror that she has been subjected to, loved ones who have been murdered at the hands of Muslim Brotherhood, her brother almost a statistic as well. And she's warning us, saying the world's most dangerous terrorist group is not hiding in the caves of the Hindu Kush or the Saharan wilderness. It operates inside the United States, and its members have sworn to fight eternal jihad. And this is according to Cynthia, the Egyptian-American author, columnist, political analyst, counterterrorism expert and fellow at the Middle East Forum. And right now, look at our border, how open it is. 162 countries have come across illegally into our country right now. How many are Muslim Brotherhood? How many want to do us harm as opposed to doing us good? That is a question that begs an answer. And unfortunately, this Biden administration is not answering it. Cynthia, great to have you here to give us this firsthand insight of the Muslim Brotherhood. As we said in the first segment, the origins certainly go back before, but there was a concerted effort and structure for the Muslim Brotherhood that was pretty well established. And this is what they've been riding off of since the latter 1920s, right?
Absolutely. And what they have built is such an intricate criminal enterprise that I actually have never seen anything like in history. And that's from their own words. The founder of the Muslim Brotherhood and other groups, especially when they were establishing the secret apparatus, which is their military wing, said that they have studied criminal gangs and cults and murderous cults throughout history and dictatorial regimes and structures of their internal and power apparatuses while they were organizing the Muslim Brotherhood to take something from each of these criminal entities and merge them all together into the organization. They have said that they have studied the apparatus of Stalin in his government. Even the word secret apparatus itself and public apparatus and general apparatus, these are all words that they have borrowed from Stalin's regime while structuring their internal organization. They also studied the Sicilian mafia, and they have taken its the brotherhood nucleus, which is called the family, and structured it to be identical to that of the Sicilian mafias. They have taken the propaganda and infiltration subversive tactics of the Comintern, and they have Islamized their 21 conditions of the Comintern to be a member of Communist International, and they adopted them as their own. That's their own words. In my subtitle, right, I say the industry of death. That's not my hyperbolic interpretation of what the Brotherhood says. That is what they call their own organization. Hassan al-Banna, the founder of the Muslim Brotherhood, says this is an industry of death. This is what he is building, and he wrote famous essays about them that till today the Muslim Brotherhood circulates publicly and quotes publicly as something that they are continuing, the industry of death. So these guys are completely shameless in what they say they want to do. And every indication from their behavioral patterns shows that they're working towards this end. It's not just mere propaganda to radicalize and bring jihadists to join their group. They actually do believe in these things. They not only believe in the extermination of all non-Muslims, but they also have a similar program of extermination for every Muslim who's not a member of their terrorist organization. And they call this program the blood tax. The blood tax is the act of sacrificing and ritually sacrificing other Muslims as a way to get to make Allah happy and to apologize for the years where they have abandoned Sharia law, which is Islamic law. It's a murderous, insane, psychotic criminal enterprise and cult, and it's also modeled after the 11th and 12th century cult of the assassins. The word assassin itself comes from this group, which is in Arabic called Hashishin, and then later became Assassin, and then later became Assassin. This word is the root of what the Muslim Brotherhood is there to say they want to revive. I'm not saying they are the revival of the assassins. They're the ones who are saying it.
Yes. There's no room for moderate Muslims, is there?
Absolutely not. I can't tell you how many the horror stories I hear from Muslims in this country. If I say that Muslims are persecuted here because of these guys, no one's going to believe me. They take them and beat them up in mosques. They kidnap and assault them inside mosques if they speak out against the Muslim Brotherhood. And the person who told me that lived in New York, and he was taken in a mosque in New York and beaten up severely because he was against the Muslim Brotherhood. The guy was shaking like a leaf when he was talking to me. He was too afraid to tell me which mosque. But the only thing he would tell me is he was too afraid to file police reports, but other Muslims were courageous enough to do it. We are allowing these monsters to terrorize the Islamic community and frighten them. And they know, Muslims know more than anyone else on this planet, how horrific these guys are. You can't meet an Egyptian family, Muslim or Christian, that doesn't know someone who has been murdered or tortured by these guys.
And here they are having full advantage of American freedoms in our country, and even being able to segregate, because You know, I remember speaking with one reporter in Paris talking about the no-go zones, and she took grave exception to that. And I said, those aren't my words. Those are reported words coming out of Paris, that there are no-go zones. I go, here in America, we have no-go zones. They may not necessarily be all affiliated, you know, with the Muslim Brotherhood. There's certain interests that just will not allow you. And, you know, those are dangerous areas. You stay out of those areas, you know. So in a sense, however you want to identify them, they're in a sense no-go zones. And so the same thing has happened here in America, particularly in Muslim communities. There are no-go zones, are there not?
Yes, there are. But they are more traditionally inside mosques. Currently, if someone were to become an imam or a scholar or someone like inside the clergy of a mosque in America, they are generally sent by Al-Azhar University, which is one of the largest Islamic universities on the planet, from Cairo, to work here. And one of their requirements is to be members of the Muslim Brotherhood. And that's a form to both fight the United States and subjugate the Islamic populations that could expose them in Western countries. So it's hugely beneficial weapons of this monstrous university. This university is so horrific. I've written about it a lot. They teach things like the legitimacy of cannibalizing non-Muslims. They teach some absolutely atrocious things, but I don't think I can't say on radio. It's really horrific stuff. I've translated what they teach in my book. I'm actually making the claim and alleging that Al-Qaeda was almost certainly founded inside Al-Azhar University in Cairo in 1971, and I have located the founding document of Al-Qaeda in 1971 inside Al-Azhar University, and that's the same university that exports Muslim clergymen to the United States and other Western governments as a form of war.
Wow. Yeah, this is amazing, and to think that here with the intelligence apparatus that we have here in America, you know, whether we're talking the CIA and that and the other intelligence community infrastructure here in America, how we can leave ourselves so vulnerable. I mean, what are they thinking?
In these agencies, there are heroic men and women that I have personally had the great honor of meeting. My husband himself is a retired supervisory special agent and a hero. And I can't count the number of lives this man saved. So there are heroes working in these establishments. The problem comes from the leadership. The leadership is going a different way. And that is a fact that we need to address to be able to fix. The leadership is buying into this because they are pathological liars. When they hear the mullahs in Iran or the Muslim Brotherhood say we want to bring about the end of time, they think that they're just lying for their people. The problem is their people don't want to hear this stuff. Iranian people are horrified and frightened beyond imagination when they hear this stuff because they know that these guys believe it. So American lawmakers are projecting, we're liars, they might be liars too. And that's why they think it's okay.
Wow. Cynthia, I cannot thank you enough for your time and your book and your exposure of the Muslim Brotherhood. I pray that people, again, this is a time to be prepared. And otherwise, we're going to be reactive. And at that point, it's too late, just like we found out in 9/11. Cynthia Farahat, her book, The Secret Apparatus, it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Cynthia, thank you so much for the time. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market. markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The final phase.